Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, as RJ now gets ready for Jay Leno, who is coming up in the G Block next hour, and Rudy is prepping for Odette Williams up next in the C Block, Mary and I, well, we're going to reconnect with show friend Terry Dale for these next 10 minutes for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation that's sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Well, whether you're on the move for the holidays or quite honestly, whenever you travel, in today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. So rather than putting your investment or well-being at risk, make getting covered part of your travel planning. It's affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. And when you think about what travel costs these days and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, because we all know things happen that none of us expect, right? Just do what we do. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, let's get straight to that show hotline as we begin the interview portion of the show this hour. Joining us for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation is Terry Dale, CEO of the United States Tour Operators Association.
Well, yes, indeed, Mary. USTOA is where we are going. Merry Christmas, Terry. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
I couldn't be happier than to be back with you.
Well, so, we are very happy to have you with us today, and we've been looking forward to this. So we last connected on air back in early May. That was 7 months and 10 days that have passed. Now, as we look towards the new year beginning in just over 2 weeks, USTOA just released its annual member survey touting a 2024 travel forecast and trends. So I'd love for you to share with our show fans tuned in right now across the country what has grabbed your attention and things that you think they should know about.
Well, you know, Robert and Mary, thank you for having me back, first of all. And I think, you know, what I, after doing this for 12 years for USTOA, I love the fact that we hold on to this optimism. And the optimism that we see for 2024 is over 92% growth in passenger sales and number of passengers. And you know what? We will accomplish that. But as we all know, we just don't know what we're going to be thrown, you know, tomorrow. So, you know, we have just, I think, as part of our DNA, a real sense of optimism, which I love because that's who I am, too.
Yes, you are. You are very, you are actually, when we think of a positive person in travel, you are at the top
and
of that list.
And true resilience that goes along with that.
Yes. I marvel at the resiliency, because it is remarkable. But anyway, we're in a good spot, and as you know, it's an election year next year, and so I've had conversations with my members, because historically, you know, fourth quarter of an election year, you'll see some softening and so on and so forth, and we aren't seeing that yet, but we expect that that will come. So, you know, next year, we'll have to see how it plays out.
It'll be an interesting year.
So we have that going on domestically. And then, of course, we have the ongoing war in the Ukraine and Israel's war against Hamas in the Middle East. But, Terry, Americans are still traveling to Europe.
They are.
Right? And you, the USTOA, that forecast number said that Italy is still projected to be the most popular destination next year. I want to talk a little bit, go a little domestic with you and bring it back to, I think you have California coming in at number one, most popular domestic destination. I want to talk about Alaska coming in at number two. That's a state Robert and I have enjoyed. Why does Alaska rank so high?
Well, I think obviously when we went through the pandemic, and obviously we still continue to deal with COVID today, but Alaska just represents and symbolizes outdoors, nature, fresh air, bountiful beauty, you know, all of those things. And I just think it resonates with the American traveler today, because it just it's a hot destination, and that's great.
Yeah, and there's easy access with the cruise ships.
But
and
that little town of Talkeetna that we went to was such a great place there. Yes. You know, you have Anchorage, the whole area, the airport.
Best pancakes.
It's a
great
You would love that.
Yeah.
So down to Seward, we had, you know.
So
I'm going to go in this direction with you a little bit, because, you know, in a few weeks, once we're back from the holiday break, Kelly Craighead with CLIA is expected to join us.
Good.
She has your old position as their CEO.
Yes.
And we'll certainly get into more, you know, the cruise sector of travel with her then. But last week, Regent Seven Seas just christened their new new Grand Jury ship in Miami. Mm-hmm. Next month, Royal Caribbean's massive Icon of the Seas is going to set sail. It has the ability to carry 7,600 passengers, 2,300 crew members, a little more than that, actually. It's almost 10,000 people. So, you know, and next year, we got 10 new cruise ships that are coming. I think through 2027, there are like 35 total ships going to enter service. I really want your opinion, maybe from the USTOA perspective, when you can look at all travel. Do you think this is good for travel, Terry, or are we reaching maybe an oversaturation, possibly in the cruise sector?
Well, I think that's a hard question for me to respond to, because, as you know, I was CEO of CLIA for almost 10 years, and a half years. And I think it gets down to if our industry, and I'm just going to say industry as a whole, cruise, tour, you name it.
Yeah, world of travel, as we call it, right.
There we go. Perfect. Yes. If we are responsible in how we create these travel experiences, then that's a good thing. But last night I spoke at the Tourism Cares event, and I'm like, we have an opportunity through our economic power as an industry to make a difference in communities around the world. And so we need to be careful in how we use those communities. So if we're, I'm trying to think of the right word, but we need to be sensitive to the numbers that we're bringing into, you know, a port or a airport or you name it, and then make sure that we can handle it responsibly. So I think that I'm not going to comment on, you know, the size and scale of the cruise industry, but I think we all want to be responsible. And if we are, then we'll figure it out.
Well, if nothing else, the growth in the sector is significant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's huge.
So I have a question on dream vacations and budgets and things like that. We get this question a lot. We actually have a listener email segment coming up. And one of the questions we get asked frequently is, how do you make a dream vacation or ambition line up with your budget? And I'm just curious, because you've been in the tour operator business for a while now, you know, any special tips or ideas on how people can carve a trip that's going to fit within their budget?
Well, I think if we refer back to the trends that we are forecasting for 2024, and the number one item for our customer base is value. And our members are able to create the value and create the access that you can't do on your own necessarily or easily. So I think it's really about getting paired with the right travel advisor, and whether he or she works with a tour operator or not. You know, we just want people to get professional advice, because then they have a safety net. And that's more important than, gosh, I have to drive every passenger through a USTOA member. We want people to feel comfortable and confident when they travel. And that will ultimately benefit us as USTOA and our members.
Well, and you have so many members. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, so I don't have the exact answer, Mary, to your question. It's a really good question. But I just think getting good, sound advice is critical. And to think that you can do it on your own online, which many people do, and that's okay. But boy, the chances are having an expert, a professional, assist you, you're not going to go wrong.
Well, yeah. I think where you're that came from,
money.
You know, we got more questions.
Yeah.
Last week we had Philippe Brown on. He's with the UK's ultra-luxury Brown & Hudson Group. And there they start at like $60,000 or more.
At a starting point.
It could easily go to a couple $100,000.
Yeah.
So it created more emails and so forth for us this past week.
And I wish I could say someday I could afford that kind of experience.
Well, no, I agree. Listen, Terry, most people in the country, they're probably spending on their vacation, I don't know, $5,000 to $20,000. That's a lot more realistic. Yeah. We agree with you on that. But, Terry, it goes by pretty quick for us. Always nice hearing your voice on the show. I seem to say this all the time.
I look forward to these conversations.
Well, I was going to say, we have so much to talk about.
It's going to be an interesting 2024. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, we will. Well, we appreciate your time today for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Have a wonderful Christmas and enjoy the weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Take care, Terry. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Terry Dale, Mary Hee, we could go on and on, but we can't right now because it is time for us to pay a few of those bills, and that means a few sponsor messages are coming your way. Odette Williams will be here to talk vermouth next and what else Rudy decides to ask her. Then Mary and I are going to answer listener emails before we take you to St. Augustine for the Destination Spotlight. Plus, I promise you, we still have a busy hour or two to come, including Jay Leno, as I said, with RJ in the open room. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.